Crop insurance agents like full-service insurance agencies Warren Brind are getting a refresh on claim procedures and prevent plant ahead of 2020.
We had trouble getting beets and wheat and every crop. I think corn's still in the field. There's been a lot of problems.
Bremer Insurance crop insurance agent Ryan Adam says there's no monumental changes for 2020. There is, however, more clarification on prevent plant.
They did a major change last year. They dropped down from a 10% buy up to a 5%. Nothing has changed there. If you have a standing crop going in over winter, people are under the impression that they automatically did not qualify for prevent plant the next year, which isn't necessarily true. If you have a crop standing over winter, yes, it isn't an insurable cause as far as for prevent plant next year, unless come March 15th and afterwards we get a lot of snow, we get a late spring, we get a lot of moisture, and that also makes fields wet where you can't get into them.
There are many questions on how to handle the corn that will be left in the field over winter. Risk Management Agency Regional Director Eric Bayshore clarifies the agency is not extending the end of the insurance period for corn and soybeans. That deadline is next Tuesday, December 10th. Farmers can work with their crop insurance agent to fill out a notice of loss. If a claim isn't in, farmers may be limited on their options.
And the approved insurance provider can authorize an extension of time for the insured to harvest the crop. So that's done on a case-by-case basis. It's not done on a blanket basis at all or any kind of determination by RMA. It's just an available option that we're encouraging insureds and producers out there to pursue.
This will likely look different for each insurance company. During the meeting, there were updates on the WIP Plus program as well. Today, RMA is in Minot and Bismarck meeting with crop insurance agents. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.